And
well, Gloucester will be included, but what you're talking about is retrospectively to the approval that was given by the previous government. That's where the issue is. It will apply to any expiration licences that are granted, and it will apply even if there's an expiration licence granted and then it becomes a development application, it will still apply. But the one example that we have in New South Wales is the one that you're talking about, was a development application fully approved prior to the change of government. In fact, literally days prior to the caretaker mode, which is 3 weeks leading to the election date itself, whatever it was, fourth week, and in March 2011. So that is the issue. That is a fully approved development application. The DA is approved fully. And so what I've just said to you, which does apply, will apply to any expiration license, whether it is yet to be granted or in existence prior to any development application. So, yes, Gloucester is not excluded, but through the actions of the previous government, there is one approval already, that is a full DA approval already.
Yeah, is this the approval that Tony Burke gave the day before? Yep. Barry O'Farrell...
Was it Tony Burke? No, that's a subsequent approval. The approval was given by Tony Kelly, who was the Minister for Planning in New South Wales. The Tony Burke approval, which was the previous federal government as well, that approval related to one specific aspect. I'm not sure if it was endangered fauna or what it was, but eventually he also gave the approval, which was the final link in that chain. So he gave that approval, and therefore the DA that was granted is applicable, and so too is the approval given by the federal government. But we can't control, we, New South Wales, can't control the federal government. That you have to speak to Tony Burke on all of that. But the point, still crucially, the point from New South Wales's perspective is that the DA was granted by Tony Kelly, the Minister for Planning, in the previous government, several days before the commencement of caretaker mode, before the last election.
Do you feel that there was something like pressure to get that decision made before they moved into caretaker mode?
I don't know what pressure. I mean, I hope you're not referring to corrupt pressure, but there may have been pressure for all I know. I don't know. We were all really taken aback. People in Gloucester as well were taken aback because it came out of the blue. It wasn't as if, you know, we'd had a series of public meetings in the week before or public information sessions or any of that. We just literally, I personally had no inkling of it until it was actually made.
Right, okay. Look, I suppose people are a little bit concerned about the timing of the approval given by the federal government and Barry O'Farrell coming out virtually the next day. And
I don't think you can imply that Barry O'Farrell contacted Tony Burke and encouraged him to give an approval, therefore it's Barry O'Farrell's fault.
No, I'm not implying that, but people up here see that there's a bit of a connection that one day Gloucester's been given approval, the following day that the 2 kilometre buffer zone is put forward, and because
the 2 kilometre buffer zone is put forward whatever day it is, and is applicable to any existing exploration license and or any future exploration license and or any future development application. But please understand, this particular one was a development application granted prior to the change of government, which is long before Tony Burke or any of the other things that you're now referring to.
Yes, that's the initial the passing of the first stage of the Gloucester project.
Well, hang on, initial and first stage, you're implying there's something alive here. The DA is absolutely final. There was one other concurrent approval required, which was entirely in the hands of the federal government. And I can assure you, the federal Labor government would not have been conspiring with the New South Wales coalition.
Oh, okay.
So let's just, please, you know, that's the first I've heard of this one, by the way.
Yeah. The second and third stage of the Gloucester project, we've got the stage one happening up near the Walk Ivory area, closer to Gloucester. Stage
if there's
two,
a DA required, then it will need to comply with the new regulations that this government, our government, put in force in New South Wales.
Right, okay. So I live in one of the small towns south of Gloucester.
Oh, well, you have a personal interest, should have declared that.
Oh, yeah, well, many people up here who live up here have a personal interest. I'm working in a community radio station, so I'm in the interest of the community at large.
Okay.
But, yes, of course, I live in the area, working in a local community radio station. I'm a member of the community, and I do have a personal interest, whichever way it might lie. I'd like to see the area go ahead and to succeed. And so I'm all for the area moving ahead, all in the right direction. And I'd love to see the tourism being built up in Gloucester, and the idea that people really can't afford to do those overseas trips quite so much as they used to, and that the local tourism economy probably should be grown and encouraged to take up the slack there.
Well, our hopes and aspirations are utterly identical, and in terms of what you said about affording, well, I don't see that the Australian dollar is going to go back to anything like 50 cents or whatever that might make overseas travel, inbound travel more attractive. So we really have to stimulate domestic travel as best we possibly can, and domestic tourism, as best we possibly can.
Yeah, that's a great thing, the domestic tourism, and it's great to have our people from our own country coming through the area, let alone the people from overseas. We have a lot of people from overseas come up through the Barringtons.
Yes.
And check up at the area up here.
Well, some of the views are in world class. I believe that they're so unique that you almost can't find them anywhere else in the world. Can you hear those bells?
Yes, I can. That's calling you back in the
that is
into
a
the
boat downstairs. That's a division. I'm sorry. I've got 4 minutes to get there, so I don't have to panic immediately, but within about another 30 seconds, I'm going to have to run, I'm afraid.
All right, no worries. Look, thank you, George. The Honourable George Shuras, a member for our local area in Gloucester, down in State Parliament, and he's just been called back in. So thank you very much, George, for your time today.
Yeah, thanks very much, Bruce. All the best. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.